You were telling me about that.
Wait, just before we start. Oh.
You were telling me about your father's tools. And...
Oh, yeah. Now, that, he had a tool like that. He called them in pads.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's an 18-inch one. That is to say, when it's ran completely down,
uh-huh.
It's, the jack itself is 18 inches.
This house jack is 18
yeah,
inches?
Uh-huh. It had another one, 12 inches.
Uh-huh.
So,
for heaven's sake.
You see?
Do you have both those sets?
No, I think we divide them among the
right,
boys. I just got a pair.
Sure.
I got two big pairs.
You got the biggest pair.
The others went to my other brother.
Sure. Well, that's fair.
Now, is that being recorded?
Yeah.
Is that being recorded? If I we just leave that alone.
Okay. There's another tool
because
in there,
have
too?
To go there and,
oh, well,
just
tell
right
me what
here.
Just tell me what tool is. I don't have to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other tool? Look this way, Mr. Whitney.
The name of it. If I...
Well, you don't remember the name of it, but you have a third tool?
The reason why I was over needing over here, I didn't think you wanted me to...
So you have several tools, then, that
yeah.
your father left
yeah.
you. So these are pretty old tools, because he used them...
He used them during his lifetime. And he passed in 1931.
Right. So the length of time that he used them, and
and these particular tools I'm talking about that he used years before he passed.
Right. Okay. Were there any of the older members of your family known for any special talents, such as musicians? Anybody in your family a musician? Could they play any musical
no.
instrument? How about singers?
Uh-huh.
Singers. Could they sing?
Oh, all of them sang.
All of you sang?
All of us could care too.
Uh-huh.
Without having a book.
How about preachers? Oh, well, somebody was a preacher. Refresh my memory. Who was the preacher in the family? It was your grandfather, wasn't it?
Are you talking about my personal family?
Yeah, uh-huh. We're talking about members of your family.
Members of my family. The only preacher that is my son.
Oh.
The one I was talking to.
But I thought you mentioned someone in your family who farmed and preached, too.
That was my mother's daddy.
Okay. And so you were thinking about your immediate family.
I'm talking about my immediate family.
Okay, right. And so your son
yeah,
is a preacher.
Those that came under my father.
Right,
ministry.
Okay.
Now, there's no offspring of them
mm-hmm.
except one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my son.
Right.
Lived in Florida.
Okay. And your wife's family, there was a preacher, though. Her,
oh, yeah.
Her father or grandpa?
No. Her third brother, Edward.
Her brother Edward was a preacher.
Yeah. Uh-huh. In her personal family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about...
Edward, he lived in Baltimore. And he passed here about 5 years ago.
Okay. How about craftsmen? Well, we know your father was a craftsman. Were there any other craftsmen
Sylvester
in the family?
Well, Sylvester was a farmer and carpenter.
Oh, he was too, your brother.
Huh?
Your brother Sylvester was too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
anybody else?
My brother. Oh, did I say there wasn't a preacher? I had a brother.
Yeah, preacher. You just mentioned your brother.
About being a preacher.
A preacher, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Which brother
Preston.
Was that? Preston was a preacher.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The one that you said the other day was me first.
Oh, that I saw in the picture and thought was
picture.
You. Yeah.
Now
he was a preacher, too.
Oh, I passed over there.
Oh, well, that's all right. That happens. It's hard to remember. No, you go ahead. Any other preachers?
Well, I just say it got on the tape.
Yeah, it's on the tape.
It's not in the sequence. It should have been in.
Oh, that's all right. And what about needleworkers? You said your mother was a good seamstress.
All of my sisters.
Could also?
Made their own... taught them.
Mm-hmm.
Made their own quilts.
They made quilts as well.
Yes, ma'am. We didn't know what it was that blanket.
Mm-hmm.
As such, the way people
right,
need blankets.
Right.
She would take that same material that she would make our winter underclothes.
Mm-hmm.
And put two together back to back.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
She called that a blanket, and which it was.
Uh-huh.
And she would cross stitch it, not close, you know, just
uh-huh.
enough to keep it from, you know, doing on the machine.
Right.
He'd go cross here, maybe she'd run them about that far apart. both ways.
I see, on the machine.
The long way and
in the short
she
way,
made,
too.
Short way. Uh-huh. Yeah, she made her blankets.
Oh, she did, made all of them.
Yeah, and they did have different colors.
Mm-hmm.
They had patterns then, some pattern. And she maybe made one side one color, and then she that's artistic.
Right. Did she use materials that she had left over?
Huh?
Did she have used material from other clothing that she had left over for this?
Well, no. Well, no? She bought it specifically to do all these things.
Oh, I see. She made a specific design.
Now, for that was a mm-hmm. sheet that went that we covered with.
See? I see.
See?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have, now, we had a sheet on the mattress. See?
Right.
See? Made out of what they call drill, this old kind of rough finish, just cotton material, you know.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't dressed off or nothing like when you first started sleeping on it, you scratched it.
Oh, got scratched, huh?
Until it numbed it a few times, it softened up.
You had to wash it, huh?
You had to break it in.
Gee. Do you remember hearing any older members of your family talk about floods or tornadoes? Floods or tornadoes or other disasters?
None. At that particular stage, we had few floods, just a few.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the drain would get out of the banks, you see, once in a while, come a storm, something like that.
No major floods, then?
But a tornado was something that was unknown in my early life.
Huh. You don't remember those?
I don't remember any tornadoes any time until I was up in my teens. Before I even heard of one, see?
Right.
And the nearest one that came to us, it happened over here in Anderson County.
Oh.
Over there near Belton. You know where that gasoline distributing plant there?
In Belton?
On Highway 20.
I think I've seen it, but I'm not sure.
Probably you haven't been down there.
I'm not sure.
But anyway, right about 5 miles below Belton, I don't know where the road is, where it is, now or not. But anyway, they just began to take and grade roads like they did there.
Uh-huh.
Now you take now when I moved here, instead of coming up into the driveway in my house, I came out the road down.
I see.
See?
Hmm.
See, the highway went right along with the ground level, where you see those banks.
Right.
See? Now all that was graded down, see. Well now this particular mill had a cotton mill over there, Belton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built out of of course they didn't have no steel or anything back then,
Right.
And they had the foundation and the over, and the support for the machines and things. They had to have something. And they saw, you gotta get a tree large enough. The only thing they'd do, it squared up. See?
Right.
See? It was 8 inches one way, six another.
Mm.
6 by 8, or 8 by 6, that's what you would call it.
Right.
And the length of it. That's what they use for to secure framework.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
In buildings, see.
Hmm.
This place was built that way, see. Mm-hmm. It came a tornado, no cyclone. Yeah, because tornadoes go in one direction. Cyclone.
Yeah, well, a tornado makes that funnel, too.
Huh?
Tornado does.
I know
that
it does, but in traveling, it carries things in one direction.
See, okay, so this was a cyclone.
Cyclone, because this carried things
in all directions?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right. It rung the top off of that mill, and that second floor, that's what they had to support, the machinery upstairs. And our bank was about the depth of those banks right there. Right by my driveway, one on this right here.
Right, you're showing out in the house,
You know, it blew one of those things, stripped it of everything, it was nailed to it, whatever you...
My goodness.
And drove it in the bank of the road.
Good night.
At about a 60 or 70 degree angle that protruded out over the road. And a supervisor, county supervisor, took some of the prisoners and went over there. And they had one of these big old tractors. They didn't have Caterpillar tractors then. Mm. And they didn't even have the steel wheels on them. Now you see, it didn't have anything but dirt roads.
Mm.
And it had on there, about that far, all the way around, all the way across. We call them, you call it like steel points, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go along, you know, now that was the friction, it would create that friction.
Right.
And give it more power, mm-hmm. See. That old big thing there, that thing's almost as big as a locomotive on a train.
Right.
Oh, man. I got a machine to snatch that out of there. He just went and had a chicken roost.
My goodness. It took that big, heavy machine.
He hooked it to it, you know. Shoot. The only thing they did, it sort of shake it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take some picks and go down and dig around that thing before they get that involved red road.
My goodness, that was quite an experience.
And then, wait a minute.
Yeah,
and then another thing, it is not being recorded, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, then. I didn't want to talk too much off the record.
Oh, no, that's all right.
There was a man that had a chicken farm, these white leggings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a white legging
is? Yes, sir, I did.
And they were popular back then, you know, they produced a lot of eggs. He lived about halfway between Belton and Anderson.
Uh-huh.
See, he had what he called one of the first chicken farms, you know. You know, it blew a rooster here and put it down in Woodruff, South Carolina.
That far, huh?
And he didn't have a feather on him but his tail feathers.
Oh, God. Poor little rooster.
They caught the rooster and they found him. See, they had the name band on him. I didn't know where he came from.
The identification was on the rooster's leg, huh? My gosh. That's funny. I like that one. Anything else?
I'm giving it enough. You asked me about cyclones.
Right,
that, you know.
Right. I did ask.
I was telling you about, you know.
Yeah.
I don't recall what year that was.
I was going to say,
my memory.
Was it before 1920, though?
Huh?
Was it before 1920?
Yes, I was about maybe 14, 15 years old.
Okay, so it'd be about 1915, 1960. That's great. What about any illnesses? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917,
1918? Oh, yes.
Who had the flu in your family?
All of us.
All of you did? You too?
I too.
Oh, who was anybody well at all? Was anybody well at all? Was anybody well?
We always, about two or three wouldn't, you know, we'd have them in shifts.
Yeah, one would get it and then somebody else would. But
no, and wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't hit the other one until that kind of got so he could call.
Oh.
I mean, they maybe have two or three at the same time.
Right. Did anybody die from it in your family?
No, not in my family.
What about in the community? Did you know people who died?
I knew plenty of people. Mm. Then another thing that at the time of that epidemic,
mm-hmm.
they had a army post in Greenville, Camp Sevier.
Camp what?
Sevier.
Sevier.
Camp
uh-huh.
Sevier.
Uh-huh.
It's right off of the old Buncombe Road.
Yes, sir.
Going out of, you know.
Yeah, I know old Buncombe Road.
Old Buncombe Road. Uh-huh. Going out of Greenville towards Asheville, see.
Hmm.
They had a black unit there training. Or they had both white and black. And all the black soldiers, I remember a fellow E.W. Biggs, he came in there from Alabama, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And open up the first black undertaking establishment in Greenville County.
My goodness. Hmm.
See?
Hmm.
He had been there about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
he's having a pretty rough way going, see.
Mm-hmm.
The working beneath the building I was telling you about the other day, right across from the old jail in Greenville. Remember, that was recorded last week.
Mm-hmm.
See, you might not remember per se, but it was. Mm-hmm. I remember being making it. Mm-hmm. Right across there, there's a building there that they had a society there that known as, they call it a society, but a group. They call it the Working Benevolent Society.
Mm-hmm.
It was, had they paid the little fees.
Mm-hmm.
And back then you get a barrel for about $35 to $100.
Mm-hmm.
And they, each member of that society, just like insurance,
mm-hmm.
he worked on the same basis as insurance.
Oh.
And my father was the vice president of that organization. See, they built a building there called the Working Benevolent Temple.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
it had 1, 2, 3, 4. On Broad Street, it had 4 units.
Mm-hmm.
See, it sat on the corner of Bald and Fall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And on Fall Street, it had 2 entrances.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean 2 units. The one right in the corner,
mm-hmm.
next to Fall and Broad, was a drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of the drugstore there. The next door on the other side, going up Fall Street, that's where the biggest undertaker was.
Oh, okay.
See, but it spread out after it passed the drugstore,
uh-huh.
you see.
Right.
It's embalming room and all of that stuff back to it back there, you know. And, you know, there's so many people died up there at Camp Sevier till they had them stacked up there like stack up a stack of wood.
Yeah, so yes.
He got to bury all the black from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that put him on foot. See, that old.
Hmm.
Before that,
that's how he got
no
stoned.
No black person, if they were able. Like I told you, my father made a many casters, or many coffins, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
See, if a person had the money, see, to buy one, see.
Yeah.
And the white undertakers, they had, not a man, old man Jones, his first initial of that, but anyway, Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He ran undertaker, see. He had 2 black horses and a black hearse used for black folk, see.
Ah.
He had 2 white horses and a white hearse used for white.
Well, at least he could tell what color was what, huh? Oh, gee. Well, he didn't. Maybe he wasn't too bright, and he needed not to get it mixed up.
And I ran up there. Yeah, that's what we went up.
Mm-hmm.
But 90%
mm-hmm.
of the barrels that were carried out.
Mm-hmm.
We carried out in wagon and mule.
Mm.
See.
But there were so many?
And the funeral was, no, I'm talking about the
carried
cash.
That's
the way they transported it.
Back then.
From the home to the burial ground.
Right, right.
See, some people, 2 people had horses,
mm-hmm.
or mule, or buggy, or wagon, yeah. or something.
So back then, but that's
90% of them didn't have any way to travel.
Right, right.
You know how they kept their funeral procession?
No, huh?
Along the road, and they walked behind it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Walked behind.
Walked behind the mule
people.
And the buggy.
Yeah, just like you drive cars behind them.
Only it was people walking this time.
People walking.
Okay. Was there anything else about the about burials back then, or, or anything else about burials you could tell
well,
me?
Well, I imagine that's the most important, you know, that's the basic of it. Yeah. I think that you can surmise from that.
Right.
You know, we had this thing, just a general, just like we helped you.
Mm-hmm. What about the epidemic? Is there anything more about the epidemic?
No, other than everybody in the community, the doctors ran, but you know, everybody had it. But
A lot of people had it, though.
A lot of people
had it. Did you have a doctor?
Well, yes, we had a doctor. We had a couple of doctors. One named Dr. Dupree and Dr. Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
See. And they were the one who served in the area where I live.
Uh-huh.
And they had their office in Simpsonville.
Uh-huh.
See. Well, they had all of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove horses, buggies, rode horseback, some of them, some kind of.
Well, they were kept pretty busy, I guess, by the
epidemic. They had the saddlebags. I mean, they carried bags along with them, carried medicine along with them. Very few drugs. We wasn't a fit thing back then. There were drug stores.
Yeah.
But 90% of the medicine, the doctor would have it in his little bag. He'd come there. I've seen him sit down and measure out stuff, you know, in doses, you know.
He make out the doses for your family and tell you how to use it.
For the individual that they were treating.
And leave the medicine.
After he diagnosed them, and to give them medicine, he'd open up that bag. He'd take whatever he prescribed for that. He'd give it to you in dose. There wasn't no thing to change pills.
Yeah, yeah. This was dosed as liquid medicine more.
Liquid and dry medicine.
And dry, both.
And he had some special little paper.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like cigarette paper.
Oh.
It's like he was giving them one of the basic drugs that they used back then was a drug they called Calomel. And it looked like baking soda.
Oh.
Calomel. And a dose of it for an adult would... I was told, now I don't know, that you take a dime coin, see, just what you're not heaping it, but just put it level full, cover that dime. That would be a dose.
Well, that was one dose.
That's one dose.
Uh-huh.
See? You understand?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
When you took this medicine, you couldn't eat anything but pork seasoning in it.
Oh.
They do what they call salivate you. I don't know what that meant. And don't know to the day. See.
But it
he
wasn't
caution you to lay off a pork. If you had it in you already, and probably it's going through the digestive process.
Right.
Don't eat no more pork or pork seasoned food for 2 days after you take medicine.
I see.
That was just instruction.
That would be the instruction for that particular medicine. Yeah. Okay.
While they're taking that medicine, if he gave you 3 doses, you'd tell you maybe take one today, one tomorrow, and another tomorrow. Well, now that's how many days? That's 3, isn't it? If it's 6 days there, you're not supposed to eat any food with any type of pork seasoning in. See? And pork was, I made meat.
What did you eat then? Chicken?
Whatever else we could find.
Oh, okay.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
So it sort of limited your diet, though, because you were used to eating pork and
but
everything.
Chicken, you know, a lot of people didn't have chicken.
No,
yeah.
So that was kind of hard for you all to do, because so much, that was hard to do, because you had so much.
We enjoyed it.
I meant the medicine. It was hard for you to, when you had to take the medicine, not to be able to eat the pork.
Oh, yeah. What I mean. Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I know you liked the pork, but I mean, it was hard when you couldn't eat it. Okay. Anything else about the epidemics or?
But it so happened that nobody in my family, but several of, quite a few in other families passed in the community. Some of them got careless with themselves, people getting up doing something. You know how we
are. Yeah, yeah.
I can handle it.
Right.
I'll come out.
Okay, we're going to skip on to religion now. What church denomination did your family belong to?
Baptist.
And what?
All the my knowledge is Baptist.
All Baptist.
Because I know my father was a Baptist and my mother was a Baptist preacher's daughter.
Okay.
See?
Right.
So that.
So you knew they were Baptist. What particular Baptist church did you attend when you were a child?
Reedy Fork Baptist Church.
Reedy Fork. And where is that located?
It's located 12 miles out of Greenville on Highway 250.
Mm-hmm.
Going from Greenville. It runs parallel with Augusta Road.
Mm-hmm.
On its further east.
Okay.
See, it goes down to a little place called Fork Shoal.
Mm-hmm.
Down on where Reedy River
mm-hmm.
and Huff Creek intersect come in together
mm-hmm.
to help build up Saluda River.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination that you know of?
Not to my knowledge.
Not your knowledge. Who was the minister of the Reedy Fork Baptist Church when you were small? Who was your minister?
My uncle baptized me.
Your uncle?
My uncle was pastor.
He was a pastor and he baptized you. And what was his name?
Frank Wittenberg.
Frank Wittenberg.
He lived in Spartanburg.
Oh, he did. Uh-huh. So he didn't live right by the church.
What is that?
Some of them do now.
I know. I'm not making light of anything.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't back then, though.
Well, you know.
He had to travel from Spartanburg.
I tell you what. We had worship service once a month
uh-huh.
back then. See.
Okay.
That was on the third Sunday in the month.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Just once a month?
Once a month, worship service. Well, we had Sunday school every Sunday.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Every Sunday you went
to? Every Sunday we went to Sunday school.
You went to Sunday school? Uh-huh.
But only once a month did uh-huh. we had
okay.
worship service, see.
Mm.
Understand.
And Uncle Frank would come
would
from?
Would drive from Spartanburg, horse mm-hmm. and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
There. He'd come over on a Friday
mm-hmm.
before the third Sunday.
Oh, so he'd spend the weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come on Friday before the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Or he'd stay at our house sometime or some other member.
Uh-huh.
Saturday they would have their conference.
Oh, uh-huh.
Understand?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Sunday they'd have the worship service. And he'd leave Monday. And drive back to Spartanburg.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any other kind of job besides being a minister?
First thing was, he pastored our church. He pastored the church. He preached down. I don't call it a pastor. We call mm-hmm. them pastors. But,
uh-huh.
But we're just there once a month, you know. And, mm-hmm. and somewhere else next time. That's another pastor.
Yeah. So he was preaching.
Yeah, but they call it pastor.
Right.
I made that explanation because I saw you were getting a little puzzled.
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, well, I know what
you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you the other day
mm-hmm.
that I can read people behind how they're taking what I'm saying?
Mm.
See, you had a little wonderment there.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you?
Well, I was probably getting ready to ask a question. Now,
yeah.
Okay, so he had some other churches that he did too.
Three right? other churches.
Uh-huh.
See.
Two others or three?
Three.
Three other, because.
One
yeah.
for every Sunday.
Right, okay.
So that occupied his time. He didn't have any job. That's all right. he did, see?
What kind of training did he have to be a minister? Do you know back then?
None of what I know of.
Uh-huh.
See? Right off the cuff.
Hmm.
See?
Now, when you spoke of the other Sundays having Sunday school, who,
other
Sundays that he wasn't there,
mm-hmm.
who went to Sunday school? Everybody?
Everybody in my house went.
Uh-huh. And, I mean,
and my daddy was the superintendent.
Oh, right. So it was a Sunday school for the whole family. All the families went.
Yeah.
And he was the superintendent.
My daddy went when I was a little, even before mm-hmm. I joined the church. He became a member of the church. The first time I can remember being in church,
mm-hmm.
up at the front there at the table where, you know,
mm-hmm.
my dad was up there presiding as superintendent. The first time I remember being in the church, sitting up there by him during Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
My first memory of being in church, yeah.
Was when you were little and his being
When I was that age.
Now, who taught the other classes?
Well, different people in the community, mm-hmm. just like they do now, you know.
Right,
you
right.
see?
Uh-huh.
He had teachers, other people who taught.
Mm-hmm.
in the Sunday school. Just like you had it, you know, it's set up just like the Sunday school set up now.
Yeah.
See?
What time?
We had that process.
Sure. What time was Sunday school?
Huh?
What time was Sunday school?
Well, we didn't start Sunday school at 11 o'clock.
Oh, late in the day.
Yeah.
What time was church when
Well, we started Sunday school at 11 and went over to get out maybe 2 o'clock.
Well, you had classes that long.
Not classes, you see. On that only time it would be 2 o'clock or something like that when we get out of church is when we had both Sunday school
and worship. Right.
The mm-hmm. other time, mm-hmm. we'd start at 11 and maybe get out about 12:30.
Uh-huh.
See?
But the pastor would start preaching about 12:30?
Hmm. Yeah.
When he came?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have a big dinner then afterwards?
Well, sometimes he'd have, but most of the time, maybe he went to some of the members' house for dinner.
Uh-huh.
See, you know, we didn't have too many community-type uh-huh. dinners, see. I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
See, now some churches, nah, we have some Black Baptist churches. Mm-hmm. Nah, they have a good, nice, furnished lunchroom,
mm-hmm.
Connecticut church. They go in and worship,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of the service, they go in and have dinner together.
Yeah.
See.
No, I just meant, did he go to some family and have a family dinner? But it sounds like they started so late, maybe you had a big breakfast in the morning or something.
We had good breakfast.
Uh-huh. So you ate more, was your main meal more the breakfast then?
Huh?
Was your main meal more the breakfast on Sunday or the...
We'd have Sunday dinner, a little different from what every day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little something.